Well, we often talk about providence. Providence, the everyday things and just how life goes along. But it tells us that we believe actually that there's no such thing as chance, there's no such thing as just random happenings, that there is a sovereign God over and above everything that happens. So soggy storerooms and various soggy magazines or whatever else we've got on the table over there, wet weather that we had the other week and such things, providence, that these things happen. And we have events that we have no control over, events we could never predict or foresee, and they happen, and we then respond to them. And we call those providences. You might hear us say at times, there are smiling providences, and there are frowning providences. Smiling providences, those things that happen, wow, that was good. That just helped us in some way there, something you thought perhaps was going to be a difficulty, and no. Something happened that made you suddenly have more time. Somebody cancelled something. Great, I've got these extra 3 hours now. You would say, that was a smiling providence. That helped you in some way. Because we all of us have a kind of idea somewhere in our minds how the day should go, how the week should go, what kinds of things we want to see happen to us, how it will all kind of run together. And when it does all happen like that or go even better than that, well, I'd say those were smiling providences. Something happened that you didn't expect and it was good and it all worked a plan there, or you found £1,000 somewhere there and it was all legitimate. Whoa, look at that, a smiling providence. But there are frowning providences too. And we might think this is how the day is going to run, and we do this, we do that, we do the other, and you've got somewhere in your thinking that that's how the day should shape up, that will be good. That's what I want to do here. Need to do that there. No, and it doesn't happen because something else has happened. Some event, something, your health suddenly isn't there. You can't rely on it. Something crops up, as we would say, and you have to respond to that. And we might call that a frowning providence. Oh, I suppose our dear friends, Stephen and Anna Clifford, had a bit of a frowning providence this week when Brother Stephen had a tumble in the cottage they were staying. He's injured his collarbone, his arm's in a sling, so he won't be driving for 6-8 weeks or whatever it will be. So that's just added something a little bit different and unexpected to their visit here from Romania. And I guess it's added something different as well for us having to help and respond to, well, we'd call it a frowning providence, that you hadn't planned for this one. And it hasn't sort of left you in our way in which the week would work or the day might flow forward, but you've had some setbacks here and we're having to respond to them. Frowning providences. And people might sometimes ask, where is God in all of this? Where was God then? Why did that happen? Where? And really, well, we've answered the question already. Providence. And God's behind all events. So what are we looking for? We're not saying, where is God? Say, now, where is the grace then? Where is the grace? What is God going to show us, teach us? What things are we going to find through this? Frowning providences should make us most alert, ready to hear, ready to think through things, to respond to things, to discover things. So that's God, isn't it? Because he is the God he is, and he is sovereign, and our days are in his hands, not only our days, but our friends' days as well, and injuries that we all of us come by, don't we, there? I can think of fractured wrists and all kinds of other things there which have their impact and have implications. But it's grace. You're looking for, what is God going to show me in this? What are we going to learn in this? Even in frowning providence, we don't learn so much from smiling providence. We think, oh, good, that was good, and we move on. And barely really, if we're honest, reflect upon God's goodness to us. We sort of think, oh, that was great, and that's enabled me to do this. I can go forward a bit quicker with that, and that's worked out well. That's given me some extra time here, etc., etc. But the frowning providences are often the things and the events where we're going to learn something and where we're going to see God's help and God's grace and find his mercy for us in a very real way, because it's in difficulties, isn't it? We've got that Psalm 56, that's what we're going to be preaching on this morning. And there's David, and he's in some difficulties there. We'll see how he got into them in a moment, but he's in some difficulties there, but he's trusting in God. He is trusting in him, in God. I will praise his word in the Lord, in God. He just is so looking to God to help him in that. So if you have a frowning providence, if you have one already this morning, the car didn't start, you got a flat tire, I don't know. But look for God's grace in everything that there is. I certainly do. And I know this. If we look, we'll find it. Let's sing our next hymn, 114. 114. We'll praise the name of Jesus.